الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل لن يضروكم إلا أذى وإن يقاتلوكم يولوكم الأدبار ثم لا ينصرون ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, had Ahlul Kitab brought Iman, that would have been better for them. Then Allah said, there is a group from among the Ahlul Kitab who brought Iman. And we gave a name like Abdullah ibn Salam and a few others, they have brought Iman from Ahlul Kitab. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَنْ يَضُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى. Now these mu'mineen from Ahlul Kitab, those who have brought Iman like Abdullah ibn Salam and others, they were being harmed by some of their friends who were their friends from the Yahud and Nasara. So Allah says that لَنْ يَضُرُّكُمْ. These Yahud and Nasara, once upon a time, you were a Yahudi yourself and they were your friends. Allah says now they come to you and they invite you again towards Yahudiyya and they want to turn you away from Islam and they trouble you and they harm you. So Allah says they will never ever be able to harm you except by giving you a little bit of trouble, a little bit of harm, and that too it will be by their tongues, not by their bodies. Because if they have to really come and fight with you, Allah's assistance will then be with you. Allah's aid will be with you. Allah says, وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ. And if they have to come and fight with you physically, يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارِ. What will their condition be? They will turn their backs towards you in flight. In other words, they will flee from you. They will show you their backs. That means they will flee from you. Allah says, ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. Then they will not be assisted. They won't be helped in any way. So if there is some harm that comes from their side, then know well that will come by the tongue and make sabr, be patient upon that. Allah says, ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةِ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا. Allah says, abasement, disgrace, humiliation has been stamped upon them wherever they are found. In other words, wherever you find Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and Nasara, remember, they are to be humiliated. إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Unless they have made some, there's some covenant made, there's some agreement that is made, so they are under some covenant now of protection that has come from the side of Allah and protection that has come from the side of people. So we will not harm you, we will not touch you in the least, but if you are paying your jizya, وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. But then to remember that this anger and wrath from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with them, because wherever they will be, they will return with this anger and wrath from the side of Allah. And this maskana, destitution, misery also will be stamped upon them at all times. Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Why is it like this, that they are always with this anger that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side upon them, and this maskana is upon them, this destitution and misery will be written upon them? It's because they disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. Ahlul Kitab disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. And also, وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. They kill Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam unduly, unjustly, without having any right to kill Anbiya. It is mentioned that so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam would be, we know that there are so many Anbiya in Quran, there are just a few, a limited amount of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam names that come and that are mentioned here, whose stories are told here in the Quran. But other than these Anbiya who are mentioned in the Quran, there are so many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ahlul Kitab killed so many of them. Ahlul Kitab killed so many of them. There's one report that suggests that on one day, they actually killed dozens, not dozens, hundreds of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, and they did all of this. They made kufar and they killed Anbiya. ذَلِكَ. Why did they do that? بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Because they were sinful and they always used to transgress. They always would exceed the bounds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect.